Honey, just promise me that you're eating properly. Promise? No lying to me. Well, do forgive my suspicions, but I did live with you for 18 years. Oh, I see. Yes, these last two have transformed you, huh? Okay. Just tell me you have everything you need. Oh, I am not fussing. I'm making sure you don't starve. Oh, right. Jason, I know what you spend your money on. And it is not veggies and vitamins. What? Oh, you're visiting your dad. Well, I can imagine you've already had this lecture then. Well, I'm glad you listened to one of us. What? Oh. You met his new girlfriend. Well, that's great, honey. I've heard she's really nice. Sweeney, I'm fine. I'm glad your dad is happy. How can I be so okay? Well, I guess because I am. I don't know what else to say. So, did you like her? See, that's something. Hey, you give her a chance, okay? I mean it. Your dad deserves to be happy. Oh. Coming. Come on, I'll take you with me. Who's fussing now? Honey, you worry too much. Jason, I promise you, I am completely fine. Oh! Hello. Honey, I've gotta go. A friend of mine is here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I will. No, I'm fine. Everything's fine. Okay. Speak soon. Love you. Bye. You? What are you doing here? I thought we were going out next week. So, in other words, you have nothing better to do than ring my doorbell and grin like a cat? Well, I suppose you better come in then. Come on. Oh my gosh. You're soaked. Hang on. Here we go. Nice and fluffy. Here. Well, it's always nicer when someone does it for you. All better? I can see you're happy to see me. But I think you'll be happier still when you come sit down and I get you something warm to drink. No arguing. You're soaked and your nose is red. Oh, please. please. Now, come on. March. So, what'll be your pleasure, sir? Well, you're in luck. I just made a fresh pot. Here you go. Cheers. So, what exactly brings you back here so soon? Do you need a reason? Well, I'd be inclined to hear one. What? Annoyed? Of course not. Honey, you're welcome here whenever you like. I guess I'm just surprised. I thought young people had crazy stuff to do on their days off. Don't you have planes to jump out of or something? Or perhaps you'd like to scale a high rise and fall to your death taking a selfie. No? Not feeling any of those? Well, here go my date ideas. Seriously, you have nothing better to do than to hang out with an old woman? Oh, wow. You're even tamer than me. But I never said that was a bad thing. In fact, I think I'm developing a taste for the wholesome type. I'm afraid so. Your nose is so cold. Oh, shush, you're fine. You feeling okay, though? No shivers or anything? Well, keep drinking that. And, oh, I'll go get you a blanket. Here. Nice and snuggly. Be honest. This was your plan, right? Get caught in the rain. Show up here. Me make a fuss of you. No? Then what? Oh. You just wanted to see me? Oh. Well. That's very sweet. I'm glad you wanted to see me. Well, I was planning a day of pottering. You know, rainy day. Some baking, some cooking, some lounging on the couch. Care to join me? Bothering me? Honey, I'm asking you to spend the day with me. So, is that a yes? Well, looks like we got ourselves a plan. And hey, presto. You have a cream cake. Don't be silly. This is nothing. I usually make them a lot neater than this. But as always is the case, I get nervous when I have an audience. Especially one that kept hugging me from behind. It's very distracting. Well, now you have a subpar cream cake. You sealed your own doom. That you've been kissing me an awful lot lately. I've noticed it too. No. Just an observation. To be honest, I'm trying to summon up the dignity to tut up myself. But thus far, I'm coming up a little short. Well, at least shorter than it should be. I guess I'm trying not to think about it too hard. And then I fail and start spiraling. Well, I should be a little embarrassed, shouldn't I? I mean, if there was a bad guy in this, it'd be me. Right? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to spoil the mood. It's just that I really don't want to hurt anybody with this. Especially not Jason. Or you. I know. We've been over that. It's not about your age. You're an adult. I know that. It's the other thing. The keeping quiet. Honey, I don't doubt you at all. It's me. I catch myself sometimes. When you're flirting with me or making me happy. And I just get pulled out of it. Because I feel like I've made you some kind of secret. Like today on the phone. I lied because I didn't want to hurt Jason, obviously, but also because it was easier. It was easier for me not to face the truth. Which is, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed that I've pulled you into this and I've made everything a mess. You're Jason's best friend. I'm so scared he's gonna be hurt. And then I'll be devastated and I'll push you away. But I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. It's just a mess. Worrying about everything. It's so silly. Now you're having to comfort me. But this is exactly what you wanted, right? I don't. told you to stop with those lines. I might start thinking you like me or something. I like you too. I'm sorry this is so complicated. I told you someone younger would be easier. You believe me now? Really? Really? Even if I fret and fuss, worry my socks off. Boy, you have strange taste. Hi, honey. Okay, I can't justify this, but I can't explain it. And how are we gonna do that? When I say Oedipus, you say complex. Oedipus complex. Oedipus complex.